Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with the director of the Kelowna Area Chamber of Commerce, Tanya Poole, about the Christmas in Kelowna event. So, Tanya, holiday shopping is something that is on a lot of people's minds prior to Thanksgiving. So what opportunities are in the Kelowna area for people who are looking to shop?
The first event that we're going to have prior to Christmas in Kelowna is the Holiday Open House on Sunday, November 20th, 1 to 4 p.m. And if you're familiar with Kelowna, you'll know that it is not typical for businesses to be open on a Sunday. But for 3 hours, there are 12 or 13 retailers that are going to be open that day, and they're going to have specials, whether it's sales and promotions or maybe wine tastings or treats. They're going to make it fun for you to stop in. And you can find the information on Facebook. It's called Holiday Open House. If you kind of wanted to see which shops are participating, they're listed on there for you.
And now, in addition to the open house, there will be the Shop Small Business Saturday?
Yes. It's just bringing an emphasis to local shops. It's a nationally recognized day, encouraging people to shop those mom-and-pop shops. It'll vary who's going to be offering something special that day, but regardless of sales and promotions, it's just a great opportunity to remember to support our local businesses.
And I'm usually pretty bad with doing timely Christmas shopping, so it sounds like there's really no excuse for me this year.
Absolutely, Nick. Some shops started November 1st, and they had their holiday things open, decorations and Christmas and Thanksgiving, and all of that stuff was full-fledged. So there's lots of options. By all means, you don't have to wait for these open houses, but there's usually some extra goodies if you come around that time.
Moving now to the event that I'm sure most people are anticipating. Christmas in Kelowna is going to be December 3rd, and there's so many events that are planned for that day. But what are some of the highlights that people can expect, whether they've been to it before or whether it's their first time?
This is one of my favorite things of the whole year. There's something for everybody, whether you're wanting to shop or you're a young kid. If you haven't been here before, or if you have, just so you know, we do have the walking stockings coming back, and so that's a free thing. And really, all day long, we keep things free so that there's no limits, no excuses for families to come. It doesn't matter if you've got a small family or a big family. You can do all of the stuff. So walking stockings are back, and we've got a lot of businesses downtown and even some in the country that are going to have goodies and treats to fill the kids' stockings. One of the favorite return things is Santa. He's going to stop in town and be available for photos. Again, no charge. And something new that we're adding this year are live reindeer at the Kelowna Public Library. You can get your photo taken with the live reindeer.
Where are these live reindeer coming from?
Well, the North Pole, of course. They're flying in special for the day. That's how special Kelowna is. Some other things that people really enjoy about Christmas in Kelowna is that nostalgic feeling that we've got the campfires going, s'mores, free cider, free hot cocoa. You can wander around downtown, and you can't help but get in on the goodness. Annie Savage is going to come with her harp to play some holiday music. We've got members of Banjoy and Pennies on the Rail that are going to be performing. And at the Historical Village, we've got the Christmas Tree Walk and carolers again. So from beginning to end, there's going to be some nostalgic things going on to get you in that atmosphere. Kind of new, kind of return is carriage rides. So those will be happening downtown in the evening as well.
Are there any other new additions to the event this year?
Yes, there are fun things that are kind of a return, like the carriage rides. We haven't had them every year, but they will be here this year. Are the Cookie Walk. Pleasant View residents are going to be baking for us and have cookies available. And we're going to have a movie at the Kelowna Library in the afternoon. So those are some relaxing things that people can enjoy, but some new things that we have not done before are a poured painting class at the brewery in the afternoon. Whether you want to make something to take home with you or if you want to make gifts to give away for the holidays, Kristen Pfeiffer is going to be helping all ages make poured painting tiles. And then our lighted golf cart parade is at 5 o'clock. And they're going to stroll around downtown and then park at the historical village, and you can vote on your favorite golf cart.
Do you have an idea of how many golf carts are registered for this event so far?
I don't have a number for you. Okay. But I do know that there's been a lot of talk, and I've heard some of the ideas that people are putting out there. Santa may be back in town for the evening.
The reindeer aren't going to be pulling the golf cart, are they?
Not that I know of, but, you know, the only one way to find out is to show up and see for yourself.
Very true. I mean, it sounds like just overall it's a very magical event, and you weren't kidding. There is truly something for everyone. If somebody wants more information about this event, or, you know, if they want to register a golf cart or get involved, what are the ways that they can do that?
Online on Facebook, we have an event page called Christmas in Kelowna. And so that has a lot of the information, and we kind of keep adding a little bit more all the time. But also on our website, kelownachamber.com, if you go to the calendar and then find Christmas in Kelowna, that has all of the forms. We're taking carolers, so if anybody wants to come and sing down at the historical village during the Christmas tree walk, you're welcome to do that. You can decorate Christmas trees, no cost. Any business, any family can do those sort of things. So we just want to make it as open as possible to have as many people coming together and enjoying this special day.
That was Tanya Poole joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about Christmas in Kelowna. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.